Yeah, well, carrying on from our conversation last week, Tegan, we spoke about total and permanent disablement insurance.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke about the importance of parents talking to their children about some of the issues that might impact on their life in retirement. And hopefully that's provoked some conversation around the kitchen table. Today we're going to talk about income protection insurance, and we're very excited to have Simone Anderson with us again. And Simone's going to talk about the importance of ensuring your income. And I remember early on when I first started as a financial advisor, a friend of mine spoke about if you have a car in your front yard and you're 22 years of age, it's a brand new car, mm-hmm. it's going to be insured, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. However, standing right next to that car is an individual that has the capacity to earn an enormous amount of money over their lifetime. And Simone, how much, if someone was 25 years of age and they're earning, what do you reckon?
Well, if you were 25 years of age earning around $50,000 a year, in your lifetime of employment, say up to age 65, that is well in excess of $3
million. $3
million?
Goodness.
Correct.
Wow.
You are a walking asset of $3
million. Why wouldn't you insure that?
Correct. And yet so many people miss that.
It's interesting when you put it like that, because even though sometimes when you purchase a car, you only have third-party insurance, you know, you'd never consider not having any type of insurance. Now, usually you'd have comprehensive insurance, but you would never consider not being covered at all. And yet when it comes to ourselves, who are the income earner, we often don't even take the time to think about it.
Yeah, exactly. And we are the greatest asset. That ability to earn an income should never be taken for granted. And yet you see it all too often where people have not thought of the bigger picture and taken that precaution whilst they have the opportunity.
Especially right now in our region, you know, money's tight and people weren't earning what they were earning, say, 2 years ago. One person may not be working full time anymore. You think about the fact that if you took a couple and took one person's wage away forever, you know, could you still afford your mortgage?
Mm.
Could you still send your children to the right same school? Could you do the things that you want to do in life? Probably not.
It'd be a disaster. And, you know, if you've got one main income earner, whether that's male or female, and that person, for whatever reason, can't work, and within a couple of weeks, you've used your long service leave, you've used your holiday pay, and all of a sudden there's no income coming in, and if you've got a mortgage and kids at school and those sort of things, it can be absolutely devastating in so many different ways. And Simone, you've probably seen it in your career, the impact on people who haven't. But what about the impact on people who have? You got a bit of a case study of...
Sure. Look, in most cases, the income protection insurance is put in place just to maintain your current lifestyle. I know we've talked in the past about more lump sum payments, but income protection, it is a drip-fed monthly payment after a waiting period where most people use their sick leave entitlements, as you said.
Mm.
But what then and for how long? An average claim for income protection is around 3.5 years. And that's not a permanent condition, obviously, but imagine the impact of your family without an income or losing half of their income source for 3.5 years. So the benefits of having income protection just mean that you can maintain your current lifestyle and continue to live comfortably. And you see that quite a lot. Some people think they might only be on claim for about a month. I've had clients that have rolled their ankles and done horrific damage and ended up being on claim for 10 months. So it was always good to know that they had their income protection in place to get them through that period when they're in such pain.
Especially when you're dealing with, obviously, an injury or something that's, you know, put you not at 100%. If you don't have to then stress about the fact that can you pay the mortgage or, you know, can you afford this, can you afford that? That's just one less thing when you're trying to recuperate or rehabilitate to worry about.
I think mental illness is a real issue as well, Tegan. And we alluded to last week about getting insurances early in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unfortunately, I've just read recently that a lady a journalist, I think with the ABC actually, went to a doctor. She'd gone through a relationship breakdown and she was just feeling a bit down. So she went to the doctor and spoke to them about it and spoke that she said that she was feeling a bit depressed. That one visit to the doctor excluded her for mental illness on her income protection application.
Mm.
And that's really important. I had a teacher who was 42 years of age and got assaulted by a student and had absolute trauma over the incident and has not been able to go back to work and will never go back to work. Luckily, we had income protection in place for that gentleman. And so he's getting 75% of his salary right up to age 65. But these are all the complexities about making sure you've covered all your bases.
And again, when you're 25 or when you're 30, you're not thinking of that.
Mm.
You know, you're bulletproof.
That's right.
So it's important, you're right, to get the right advice and then to make sure you're on the right track.